In the words of Britney Spears, one of the great poetic voices of our time, oops, I did it again. A couple months ago, I shared with you an account of my ill-fated first voyage to the top of Ensign Peak. Well, I have to tell you, my second trip there went only marginally better. Late one afternoon this week, I proposed to my family the idea of taking a crack at scaling the relatively modest summit that the pioneers ascended 175 years ago, and that Native Americans had climbed way before that. There is rain in the forecast for later that evening, but the weather seemed good enough at the time for us to give it a go. As we drove up State Street towards the Capitol, the clouds thickened, the wind picked up a bit, and there was a good amount of dust swirling around. But we weren't paying much attention to these things. Frankly, we were focused more on the air temperature, which, according to the car thermometer, was holding steady in the mid-50s, and whatever song happened to be on the radio. In retrospect, this kind of limited thinking didn't serve us particularly well. We parked on the road adjacent to the trailhead and set off on our journey with great enthusiasm, but it didn't take very long for us to realize that this was not the best idea we'd ever had. It was, for me, as Yogi Berra, that great poetic voice of my parents' time once said, like deja vu all over again. The higher we went, the colder it got. Go figure. And what was a gentle breeze down on the streets of the valley seemed more like a strong gale up top. This is the place, declared Brigham Young as he peered down into the Salt Lake Valley from Ensign Peak in 1847. This is the place where I meet my untimely end, thought Pastor Brent as he did the same thing in 2022. Will I be making a third trip to the top of Ensign Peak anytime soon? Yeah, I probably will. It's good exercise and the view ain't half bad either. But my experiences of getting there thus far have reminded me just how myopic we human beings can be when it comes to seeing the world around us. If I'd been more attuned to the signals that the environment was giving me, I would have suggested that we defer our family trek to a more opportune time. I was simply too focused on other things to notice. And this was a real shame. Nature, like God, is always speaking. But are we actually listening?